Hello, this is Kevin Williams here, the president of SeniorMarketing.com, and I want to welcome you to this week's session. First off, I want to thank everyone for feedback through emails and telephones, and we've really been getting some great feedback, and I just want to say please keep sending us your feedback. You know, we'll continually update this training based on you know, the information you tell us and, you know, the positive responses and negative responses, anything. But so far, it's been overwhelmingly positive. So I encourage you to keep sending your information. And you could, if you want to reach out to us, you could send an email to info@seniormarketing.com. And that's a way to get a hold of us. So today's session is about benefit alignment, which is a relevant follow-up to last week's session of criteria extraction. So if you've been following along, you've built solid confidence and hopefully the beginning of a friendship with prospects, and you've built trust in them, in you, and your company. And second, you've extracted their buying criteria for senior living or home care, and you understand what's important to them. So the next step is to align your benefits up with what's important to them and how they're going to choose a community or home care business. So there's a couple of things I want to mention. First, you really need to be a great listener. An executive director once said to me, he told me a saying, he said, you have two ears, two eyes, and one mouth, and you need to use them in that order. So you really need to listen twice as much and as well as we talk. And some of us, you know, might talk too much and don't listen as much as we need to. And if you're not one of those people, I'm sure you do know somebody who is one of those people. And especially these days, it's really easy to not listen to somebody actively. There's a difference between active listening and passive listening. If you're actively listening to someone, it means you're giving them your undivided attention. You know, I'm sure you've had a conversation with somebody on the phone and you could tell this person is really not listening to you on the phone. I have a funny story because my youngest sister she lives in New York City now, but back when she was in college and when she first moved to the city, she would always call my dad and complain to him about all the problems she was having, whether it was some social problem at college or, you know, something she was doing to adapt to city life down in New York. And my dad would always be, you know, he'd be sitting at the computer or watching TV or something, listening to her, and he'd just be going, uh-huh, yep, okay, sure. And every once in a while, she'd chime in and be like, you're not paying attention to me. And he would get caught off guard when that happened, and he'd be like, yes, I am. And she'd be like, what did I just say to you then? And he'd say, I don't know. You keep complaining about stuff, so you know, I think you get the point. So it's really easy to not listen to somebody. You're not going to be listening to people complaining, you know, because they're venting to you because they're your child. But, you know, it's easy to get distracted in today's environment with electronics and phones and any other distractions that pull you away from giving this person your attention. And one of the best metaphors I can think of is, you know, generally the rays of the suns are safe to us, but if you get a magnifying glass and intense that focus, that sun's energy is focused in on a spot, and it's, you know, it's much more powerful, and it can burn things. Or the same is true with your attention and your focus. You know, not only is that person going to pick up that you're super focused on them, but you'll be picking up a lot of, you know, a lot more power to use in that conversation you're having with that person. So when you ask them what's important to them or how they're going to choose a community, it's really important to quiet up and listen to them. And they're commonly not going to speak in our language. They're not going to come back to you and say, well, I'm looking for a community for my parent with flexible dining and you know, daily meals, planned social activities, a wellness center, utilities covered, weekly housekeeping, weekly laundering of bed and bath linens, and scheduled transportation. You know, of course they're not going to talk like that, right? You know, instead they're going to talk their way through it. And, you know, most people have never joined a community or have had to get home care. So this is a new experience, and this is a big, major life decision, especially if it's you're dealing with an adult children or a caregiver, they're most likely at their precipice and they're stressed out at this point. And that's okay. Everyone has in their mind an idea of how they're going to go about either joining a community or getting health care. So, it's okay to understand that they're not going to use our language. So, they're going to talk their way through the criteria they need. They might not even know it yet. But it's important to be quiet and listen. And, if they ask you what they should be aware of, then that's actually a great sign because you're now a trusted advisor in their mind, and you just need to be brutally honest at that point. So you could say, well, a lot of people are concerned about price, which is certainly understandable in this economy, but the main concerns that we're finding is that level of care offered at a community, or there's maybe other things. Maybe it's maintenance-free living. Maybe it's a track record of the business if there's been any legality issues, certain things like that. That might be other criteria you need to, or that will come up in conversation. So it's really important to listen and get this from people. And some people might tell it in a story. My mother recently had a bad fall, and my other siblings live across the country, so I'm stuck here caring for her, and she really can't take care of herself anymore. She never fully rehabbed from that fall, and I can't watch her anymore because I work full time and have two teenagers back home. So it's okay, you just need to listen to them and learn about their criteria. If somebody doesn't give a direct answer, it's okay to follow up with more questions and really extract this criteria to them. So to go back to the story I just talked about the mother, if she's, this adult child's telling you about their mother and how she recently had a fall, you can say, okay, so it sounds like to me your mother's going to need rehabilitation because she isn't getting back to herself quick enough and she needs to be cared for. And then, have them confirm that that's important to them. So once you've lasered in on this buying criteria, it's most likely going to be multiple things, but it's time for benefit alignment after that. So this is where you're aligning your benefits to their criteria. So to use the example that I've been using, once you figure out that it's important to this woman that her mother has a community with rehab that will provide exceptional care and is close to home and is affordable so she can visit often, etc., you're going to want to use most of your time and your follow-up with this person explaining the benefits of their hot buttons. Platitudes and generalities roll off your prospects like water off a duck's back. This is a saying that, basically we're saying we can take care of your mother and provide the rehab and the care that she needs. Getting into specifics is really much more important and makes you much more believable than using generalities. So you would go into the specifics of your rehab program, how the program runs 6 days a week, it's intensive, and it's designed to get her mother back to the best condition she can be in. Then go into the level of care, the meals she'll be getting, and how she'll be much better off than she is at home. So what you've done is you've overwhelmed them with evidence that, your rehab program and your community is the right place for her mother. The other thing I want to mention is that if you have other differentiators, it's important to bring these points up too. It's really icing on the cake. So what you're really going to be doing is 80 to 90% of the time talk about the benefits that's important to them, those major benefits that you've extracted. Yeah, the major benefits that you've extracted, and then the rest you can sprinkle on, these benefits that are of less importance to them. So you talk about the planned activities, the transportation, the maintenance-free living, lifestyle, and the low turnover rate and staff that your community has, etc. Whatever is, the other benefits that your community provides or home care provides, whether you're, a rehab, skilled nursing community, or assisted living, or it's a lifestyle, and the same for home care. You'll lay on the benefits at that point after you've extracted and their criteria and aligned the benefits. So really, here's the process from the beginning. You've built trust and rapport, and you've built confidence with them. You've found out what's important to them. And now you've matched an aligned benefits to them. And they go, wow, not only is this person likable, they really care about my concerns and, you know, the concerns for my parent, and they have exactly what I'm looking for, and they even offer, you know, 50% off the first month's rent. You know, or you really want to say whatever incentive is unique to your community and make sure it's accurate. So you'll spend 80% of the time on aligning the benefits of that specific criteria and 20% on other differentiators and sprinkle those on top to really make it that much more exciting. So the person will be pretty excited at this point, and, you know, as long as everything else aligns, they're going to be excited about you and your community. So, you know, if you're not totally sure about the benefits and amenities that your community or home care agency offers, I want you to do a little exercise here, and this is really going to help you if you take the time to do this. So what I want you to do is, after this call, you make a spreadsheet, or if you don't want to use a computer, you could draw it out on a piece of paper. So I want you to make a column for every hot button that comes up, you know, whether it's price, level of care, you know, the community, the services, you know, the dining, whatever, whether it's or customer service, etc. Really create a column for each of these services and write down underneath very specific details of the benefits of what your community or home care agency provides for each one. And eventually you'll memorize these, and, you know, these will be your responses when you've uncovered people's criteria for each. And you're going to find as you do this, and over time, that even within each of these columns, there's going to be different little sub categories of objections and specific criteria that people will need to hear under each one. And, you know, over time, this will just become second nature. But right now, you know, I can't explain the benefit enough of writing this down and putting it to memory. It really is really that important. There's one thing I forgot to mention, which is, you know, transitioning from after extracting criteria to getting their answer to align benefits. You know, you're going to want to use some sort of statement, something like, you know, it sounds like rehab is your number one concern, and say, well, you're going to love us because we have a 6-day rehab program. Or if it's price, you're going to say, you know, we completely understand that. We have various programs, etc. You know, a lot of sales trainers say that you need to overcome the price objection. And this really is a big one, because our services are expensive. And this is a big overriding factor you're going to have to overcome. If you're finding that you're having trouble with this, and a lot of people are getting hung up here on price, then you're going to have to go to your leadership and let them know about this. Your community or company may need to rework their pricing strategies and the incentives to either move in or take on a new client. It's a delicate procedure, and, you know, the leaders of your company should know that you're having these objections, and they need to come up with a different way to overcome the pricing barriers. Okay, well, this wraps up today's session. So you now know how to build rapport and trust and confidence between yourself and your community or your business and your prospects, and how to extract the buying criteria and how to align your benefits in a friendly and nice way. Hopefully you're starting to see and understand how, you know, natural this manner of selling is. It's and how effective it can be. You don't feel like someone manipulating you when you're talking like this or working a script on you. You know, it's really comes out when, you know, you generally care about someone else, and, you know, it's going to come out as really natural and really effective, you'll find too. Again, if you have any questions, please send them to info@seniormarketing.com, and we'll respond to your feedback, and we encourage and love your feedback. Also, I want to remind you about writing the one-page synopsis of what you've learned and how you're going to apply it to your daily actions. And I understand this may seem like a lot to learn and seem a little awkward at first. You know, in order for us to change, it's going to be a little uncomfortable at first, but I do want you to see how, you know, this will all play out, and, you know, try it, take it in stages, and know that you're going to learn in stages. So, you know, the more you do it, the more and more natural it will get over time, eventually to the point where you're not going to even think about it, and it will just become a part of who you are and your interactions of dealing with people on a daily basis. Anyway, thank you for listening today, and we'll talk next Monday. Take care. Bye.